For anybody who's listening, this is a recording from a guy that I was able to interview. It was later in his life. He had gone through a lot. He was from a different plane of existence, not from ours. He ended up here. And I'm just trying to get the word out there. Thank you for the interview, and thank you for listening.
Everything is pointless. By now I was hoping to forget that saying those damn words. Those words my father always told me growing up as he was beating my mom because he hated his life. He blamed her and me for his problems. If it wasn't for my mom getting in the way as he came after me with such fury, I'd probably be dead. Before, my mom would tell me my dad wasn't always bad. She would tell me at first he was polite and a gentleman. Getting far in his job, getting more and more money. Every year, eventually becoming CEO of some major company. As CEO, his job was to gain more outreach with different countries to extend trade, and with trade came more opportunities. A few years later, I was born, and for some reason things started to collapse. The strong name that my dad had gained for the company ended up turning sour. He was blamed for starting an order too early and it had imploded or something in the Baltic Sea, thus starting complications for money flow. That accident or whatever was the halt of my dad's dream and his life. As I grew up, all my dad wanted to do was either smack my mom or hit me over and over with a belt. Eventually, he drank so much to the point where it seemed that he had left his body or something else took over. He had got up, almost jumped off his recliner, grabbed a bat, and told me to come here, you little bastard. My mom at the time was slaving in the kitchen, but I'm guessing she heard him because right before he was able to strike me, she had blocked the weapon with her shoulder and neck, breaking it in two, well, almost in two. All I really remember was hitting a crack and a moan of pain. Then her body slammed into the floor with such force. I was in straight shock. Blood with a mixture of what felt like boiling water was moving fast throughout my being. I wanted to move. Get the hell out of the house, but I couldn't. With a blank, almost happy look on my father's face, he started laughing hysterically, chuckling. Like a demonic clown still laughing at the broken body of his wife, my mom, he said, "Everything is pointless." And with a quick motion with both hands, he in turn broke his own neck. It was almost like a poor representation of a dark and twisted love story. Ever since I was 17, people would tell me that I liked an emotional response to the world. Of course, I really never cared what people thought. To me, everyone was worthless. I had been taking many different prescription pills, some legal, most not. I craved something, anything to give me a rush, something to get my mind from thinking too much. My thoughts would sometimes seem to manifest in my reality. I would picture someone who either did me wrong or who I just hated so strongly. In the process, in my mind's eye, I would disembowel them or just make them really sick, almost to near death. I also had hallucinations. Objects or what I really perceived as invisible people, would catch my eye. Therapy was tried and done, because all those assholes did was either put me in the hospital or give me more happy pills.